Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pebble Christian Boys soccer team, Mike Vandermolen, powered by Hy-Vee. Mike, appreciate the time as always. And since the last time we spoke, it's been kind of an interesting ride for the Eagles Boys soccer team with the West Central Valley Tournament, Central Iowa United, Oskaloosa, Sigourney, Kyoto, Pella, Norwalk, and Indianola during that time frame. When you just look at that collection of games since the last time we spoke, what's kind of been your overall general consensus of how this team has kind of gelled as you get into the later portion of the season and get ready for the final stretch of the year?
Well, I think we knew getting into the middle portion of the season that we were going to be tested, and that's what we wanted to see. We want to, when you get tested by quality teams, you can find out what your limitations are and where your weaknesses may lie. So we've used it as an opportunity to figure out things we maybe need to change, things we need to emphasize in training, and just to make ourselves better as we get into this last couple games of the season and look forward to the postseason. We want to be in our top shape, top form as we approach postseason. So we've used it to get better, figure out where our personnel best fit. And so it's been an interesting ride of games. And so we've had some success. We've had some games that we wish we could have done things differently. But we've definitely learned a lot in this last few games.
And going back and just touching a little bit, I mentioned the West Central Valley tournament that you guys had. You went up there, you played the hosts, and the hosts were able to get the win there during what was a very busy stretch of the season where the Eagles were playing just about every night, it felt like, there. You were able to bounce back and get a 4-foot win over Underwood, a team to just kind of help right the ship, and then a 3-game little winning streak there against Central Iowa United, Oskaloosa, and Sigourney, Kyoto. Just looking at that stretch, what were some of the things that maybe kind of stood out to you from those matches that your team did really well to be able to kind of get back into their winning ways after a little bit of a stretch there against quality opponents where the wins just weren't lining up with maybe the way that the team was playing?
Yeah, we knew with that series of games, we wanted to improve our possession. We wanted to be able to make simple passes to move the ball around, whether it be in our defensive third into our attack and build into our attacking third. But we knew we needed to possess better. And so we started to emphasize that at West Central Valley. I think West Central Valley, we actually possessed a little bit too much and could have been a little bit more direct in our attack. So we used that as an opportunity. Defensively, we made a couple mistakes. And it's the stuff we can clear up. Then we kind of, with the next series of games, I think we played pretty well. And I liked how we were playing. Oskaloosa gave us a really good test. They're a team that's improving week to week. We played really physical that game. We played with a lot of intensity, and our competitiveness was really high that game. We've played a couple little Hawkeye Conference teams, some of the upper echelon that's really given us a test. Norwalk, things didn't go as well as we had hoped. Made some defensive mistakes. I just got done playing Indianola. We gave up a couple cheap ones at the beginning and then really played them pretty well the rest of that game. So take away about 2 minutes, and that's a really tight game going into the final moments. So, you know, you have to make sure you're going to lose games. And so you have to make sure those losses that you build upon, you know, like the mistakes you made and how you can improve them going forward.
And you kind of beat me to where I wanted to go next and touch on some of those upper echelon little hockey conference teams that you've played here as of late. You know, Pella is a team that, you know, has consistently been towards the top of the conference there, and a team that it's been a goal of the Eagles to beat them. Didn't quite get the job done there in that what was a hectic final 7 minutes of the game, but you're able to get a tie with them. You mentioned Norwalk was maybe a little bit of a struggle, and then a very talented Indianola team, 3-0, couple of cheap goals maybe early in the game, but overall a very solid effort. And how big of a confidence booster do you view that as for your team, knowing that you can go play some of those upper echelon teams in the conference, knowing that there's going to be some matches coming up here when you get into postseason play where you're not going to be seeing maybe the caliber of teams that you've been seeing here as of late?
Yeah, we want to use it as a teaching moment. So we know that those teams, you know, Pella, Norwalk, Indianola, DCG, they're the top of the, you know, 3A soccer. That's who you look towards. Those are the teams that are consistently making the state tournament. And so as we step back in a 1A competition, you know, things get lighter maybe for a few games. But to get to the level we want to get at, I mean, we would like to make a run into the postseason. We'd like to get to the state tournament. And we know that once you get to those top 1A teams, they play a lot like those teams. And so can we compete against those top 3A teams? And if we can, that bodes well for when we get into 1A competition as we try to make our run to state. So we're using it as kind of a launching point to know that, you know, once we get into the class or the best quality in 1A, those are the type of teams that are out there, teams that are physical, teams that can pass it well, teams that do well in set pieces. And so can we match that as we move forward, as we get ready for late May soccer?
And a lot of these matches that we're talking about with Mike Vandermeul and the head coach of the Pelly Christian Boys soccer team, powered by Hy-Vee here, have been on the road tonight or Friday night against Indianola, one of the few matches you've had at home here recently, one of the few times I've been able to come out with my own two eyes, not watching on a computer screen or something like that. But got to talk about the defensive line a little bit and just the way that they've played. I know Ben Van Weingarten kind of stepped back into a little bit more of the defensive role against Indianola. Nathan Brower has been back there doing a good job all season long. And Dallas Ford, as a goalkeeper, it feels like, has really taken a couple of massive steps forward from even where he began the season to really help the Eagles kind of shore up their defense and figure out how they want to play defensively.
Yeah, so when you play those top teams, you know, great teams find weaknesses and they take advantage of weaknesses. So when they expose us, then it's us up to us as coaches to make an adjustment to minimize our weaknesses or at least make them less apparent. So we've had some personnel changes in the back a little bit. We're still working through some of that. Nathan Brower's kind of anchored the defense and has done a great job. I think he's one of the best center backs in the state. So we have a lot of, you know, moving parts there, but everybody, you know, has the opportunity to step up and see success in that back four. Dallas, you know, as you said, he's as a freshman, he's made incredible strides this year. He's really come into his own. And he's still learning. I mean, to play a great keeper position, it's you have to constantly be adjusting and be learning. But I think he's done really well for us, and he had a ton of saves recently. And so we just continue to encourage him as we build towards the postseason.
Absolutely. And then kind of transitioning and talking about the offense, I mean, you have a pretty electric duo up front with just some speed and talent with the ball at their feet there between Ethan and Theo, but you also have a Camden Parker in the center of that offense who's kind of dictating some things with an Elias Keegan who's been really good at getting the ball up front to Ethan Theo to be able to score goals as well. And offensively, it feels like things are, you know, maybe not 100% right where you would want them to be going into postseason play, but are at least heading in the right direction to give you guys the best opportunities once you get into that postseason action.
Yeah, what we're trying to build for is to be able to score goals in a variety of ways. And so, you know, we could continually try to play balls, you know, through and over to our strikers and maybe have them kind of outrun some center backs, and we'll score some goals that way. But as you get into the better competition, that's less likely to be successful. So can we score in transition? Can we counter press and can we win the ball and then can we score quickly then? Can we build from the flanks and send that ball back, crosses back in to our strikers, get it at their feet and let them put a shot on goal? Can we improve our set pieces? Can we, you know, attack the byline and feed the ball back into people that are making runs in? And we've, you know, I think we've had success in all those areas. I think we need to continue to improve, and there's certainly some opportunity there. So thankfully, you know, as the season starts to wind down, we have a few more training opportunities. And so we'll talk to our boys about that a little bit and continue to emphasize, you know, the variety of ways in which we can attack.
Absolutely. And we mentioned it. Postseason play is right around the corner. I know that we've still got a little bit of time before we have to worry too much about that stuff, but I know that the last couple of years the Eagles have been kind of on the doorstep of contending for that state title berth, and they've gotten very close this year. As you kind of look at the field and kind of what you're looking at in 1A this year, what do you feel like are the things that you guys need to do here over the last couple of matches to be able to set yourselves up for the best possible outcome come postseason time?
Yeah, we're looking at those teams that are really, you know, physical. Like, I'll take Van Meter, for instance. So Van Meter's are really, usually they have, it looks like a football team out there. They got big guys, they can pass it around. So how can we attack a team like that? Can we match their physicality? So, you know, those are the type of teams we're going to have to make our way through to get where we want to go. So we're just trying to, and the conference schedule's been a great benefit, and because we're seeing teams that are physical, we're seeing teams that have size, we're seeing teams that are very efficient in what they do. So if we can match that, that's going to bode well for us in the postseason. But that's the challenge in front of us this last few weeks.
Coach Vandermolen, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck as you get into the end of the run here for the soccer season. Going to be exciting to see what the Eagles have in store for Class 1A. Very solid team that is definitely going to be dangerous when we get into those 1A matches.
Yeah, absolutely. And now that we're in, you know, mid-May, the weather's a little bit nicer too. And so it's been fun to play soccer. So, yeah, thanks for having me on, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Mike Vandermolen, head coach of the Pelly Christian Boys soccer team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.